Blog Talk Radio.
Around the world, around the country.
country and all that good stuff. So, so it's good to know that it's not Suicidal Singles Day for everybody. It is a happy day because it's a day to spread unconditional love, not just romantic love, right? But again, thank you for joining Terrific Thursday Culture Shock Entertainment Report. And again, I must thank Belinda Bostic and Dean Lance Russell and Taharka for calling in on Monday during Monday's broadcast and awesome time. And those of you that attended Belinda's webinar last night, I hope it, you learned a lot and have made a decision to not become, if you didn't decide to become an intimacy advisor, but maybe host a party in the near future. But again, happy, happy Valentine's Day to you and yours. And thank you so much. I consider all of my listeners of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and my often online loved ones and friends as my Valentine's. I might not have a romantic love of my own, but I do have those of you that do love me and do support me, at least like me and tolerate me. And I definitely appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you so much. So we're going to talk about aphrodisiacs and Valentine's Day period. And I believe Dean is going to call this morning before he really started doing his thing of celebrating Valentine's Day and all that good stuff. But just enjoy. Again, I cannot thank you enough for calling in. Yes, he's online right now. So thank you all. He and I was up all in the middle of the night just talking. You know, he's in L.A., and I'm in Deep South and in Jackson, Mississippi, and we were just having a hoot of a good time because, you know, we're on Monday. Those of you that love independent films and are also work as love supporting independent films and filmmaking and investing in filmmaking and being executive producers like Lance and all that good stuff and fellow comedians and actors and all that good stuff, you know, on Monday we're going to discuss independent filmmaking in 2013. So we're having a blast of a great time on Monday. So we're just up talking about Valentine's Day and independent filmmaking, not just in America, but internationally and all that good stuff. But I'm not just saying all that good stuff repeatedly, but I'm just super hyped and super excited for this day and just wishing all of you a happy Valentine's Day. So after a little L. DeBarge Jr., we're going to talk with Dean Lance. Here's Breakfast in Bed, because I'm sure some of you haven't gotten out of the
what you
Valentine's Day. I was going to play another song, but let's go ahead and say good morning, happy Valentine's Day to Dean, a.k.a. Lance. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm loving how you say my name right now. I'm trying to talk to you.
No echoing. Do you hear any echo?
You know what? I was waiting for it to say you are. Okay, there it goes right there. There's the echo.
Okay, I just wanted to know.
Maybe something needs to be turned down when you guys have that background going on.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe I should turn down the volume a little bit on a speakerphone. Maybe I should try that. But how are you doing this morning? Like, I don't already know, but how are you doing?
I'm good. Happy V Day to you. I'm saying, and to the audience out there.
Yes.
And to the echo.
Yes. I'm gonna
still here.
Yes. I don't want to get disconnected. Oh. Definitely. Okay. I'm working. Okay. Does it sound better now?
Let's see. Yeah.
No echo.
I don't have an echo anymore, so you guys are on. Happy V-Day to your audience out there, to yourself. A great morning and stuff like that, you know, to talk about aphrodisiacs.
Yes. So what? I'm sure you have stories of real-life experiences with aphrodisiacs, do you?
I'm going to read a definition of the word just for a second. Online,
you know,
and see what they have.
You read my mind. Yesterday I said I'm going to ask Dean to share the definition of aphrodisiacs, and then you just flat out volunteered.
We are right here right now. You understand? We right here. See, I'm saying. That's what's up. I'm still hearing a little echo, but we're going to work through it. An aphrodisiac is an agent which acts on the mind and causes the arousal of the mood of sexual desire. The name comes from the Greek goddess of love, Aphrodite. I know we remember that name. Desire can be stimulated by a variety of events or situations. I'm just saying. You can also see sexual arousal, you know, same kind of thing when we talk about aphrodisiacs. But this article focuses on foods and drugs, which an aphrodisiac effect can be attributed to. And some of those foods that put you in the mood, they say are oysters, potatoes, tomatoes. I'm not lying, y'all. We said tomatoes get you in the mood. Coffee, because of that caffeine. I'll say this about coffee because of caffeine. I'll say chocolates, you know, because a lot of people are going to be eating chocolate today, and that's an aphrodisiac because, you know, a lot of ladies, y'all love chocolate. Big ups to y'all that love the brothers. Y'all love the chocolate brothers. I'm just saying.
And also chocolate ladies like me.
That's what's up. I'm saying we are in the building. Let's see what else they say. Stuff like that, like the chocolates. Of course, the drugs put you in a mood and stuff like that, like ecstasy, you know, and you know those that go to those clubs, and you take the drug ecstasy, it makes you feel the beat of the music in your chest stronger, they say, and it makes you get into the mood. So I'm not saying get that drug or take that drug. I'm just saying
we're not condoning ecstasy, but he's just saying why
certain things that they call aphrodisiacs
are attracted to ecstasy. You know, I've never used ecstasy, but I grew up in the culture of ecstasy. And so that's good you're sharing that because some people wonder why.
And also alcohol.
I'm a child of the 80s.
Like red wine.
Like you. I'm a child of the 80s, and ecstasy was very popular back in the 80s. It's like it is today. And
Right now they call it Molly.
I come to think of, I remember hearing friends of mine talk about the horniness that they would get from ecstasy. But I did not look at it as being an aphrodisiac. So I'm glad you shared that.
Yeah, I was always too scared to experiment with those kind of situations because, You know, I'm one of those people that do things to the extreme. So if I would have got into those, I would have did it to the nth degree. And, you know, so I said, I bet just leave that alone. But today they call it mollies or whatever, you know, people popping mollies. You hear that in all the rap songs.
You know what?
That's
a big
mollies.
Story on our Fox News channel here in Mississippi. They
right.
talked about it this morning, and it's going to be a big, like, feature story on tonight's news this evening, that the word molly, it might sound nice, but it's about a new drug that's out there.
Well, molly's basically is just ecstasy, but it's a more pure form of ecstasy and stuff like that. So you know, so when people are taking mollies and stuff like that, that's kind of sort of, you know, it's an updated version of ecstasy. You know,
wow.
But you know, just something to put you in the mood, you know, when you think about stuff like put you in the mood, aphrodisiac, you think of like wine, you know, because a lot of people like you know, when women get uncomfortable and they're in a situation but they want to let their hair down, you know, and us fellas do it too sometimes. You're like, well, let me get a drink. And, you know, and a lot of times when you get you some red wine in you, you get more relaxed and it helps you get into the mood. You know,
exactly.
You know, I'm just saying, as a young lady, what about you?
I stick to the wines and the natural foods, like you mentioned. And
like the chocolate
also,
and the red wine,
Yeah, and throughout my research, too, I was amazed at some other food items that are aphrodisiacs. Like you and I, we've been talking about perfumes and pheromones and, you know, along with Belinda, and perfumes are also on the list of being aphrodisiacs. And you touched on it last week when we were talking about it. Well, earlier this week, perfumes with natural food stuff like almonds, vanilla, herbs, spices.
Exactly.
You know, that goes back to what we were talking about with the pheromones. That's also aphrodisiacs. And during our private conversation, you mentioned the five senses.
Exactly.
And so that goes into the five senses category.
And that's one thing people forget about, you know, when you're talking about being sexually aroused, you have five senses on your body. You know, you have sight, you have smell, you have taste, you have touch, you know, and sight. And so, like, you know, and so we forget about these five senses, you know, and all of these five senses can be aroused. Like when you smell something that smells good, you'd be like, That puts you in the mood. When you smell, you know, somebody smell good, some good perfume or something, that turns you on when you smell something. Or like, you know, when you look up the word aphrodisiac, you look online, they talk about a lot of R&B songs that puts you in the mood because your other sense of hearing, a sense of sound.
Exactly. Anything by Prince just gets me, just like his song Horny Toad. Anything by Prince.
Wow.
And I'll be sure, Keith Sweat, Anita Baker,
well,
you can just start Dave. You know, and then some good
smooth echo that's messing with me right now. I'm still hearing the echo a little bit.
Okay, let me turn it down.
But go ahead with the show. Like, as long as it's not bothering you guys, I'm good.
Because you're clear, but I want you to be comfortable also. I'm going to work on getting my internet back online because I have a new microphone and new headphones. And I believe when
right.
I hook my microphone and my headphone up, that's going to take care of all
right.
that. Yeah.
Well, that's what's up. But back to the five senses. The five senses, like, again, dealing with sound, aphrodisiacs could be a music, like, you know, a certain slow jam or a certain favorite artist, you know, or a certain sound that the opposite sex make that you like, you know, that puts you in a mood.
Because some people like piano. I like piano. But the guitar, like hitting those riffs, especially those romantic riffs, like
wow.
a man.
Wow. So what does it do to you, right? When you hear something, because we're talking about aphrodisiac, stuff that puts you in the mood, and we remind people that you got five senses that you can get aroused. Five senses, y'all. So don't just concentrate on one. Because you got five senses, something you got six. But definitely think about, you know, getting all five of them aroused. And we were talking about hearing.
I think that sixth sense is like our intuition. That sixth sense.
I'm a spoken word artist, a poet or whatever, and I think you said you were too. A lot of time at the poetry cafes, you'll hear a lot of people talking about connecting with the third eye. When someone speaks and stuff like that, they can connect with you. You know, there's a certain vibe when you get around certain people. Like they talk about auras. Like you ever walk into a room and the energy is like angry. Like you can tell when somebody just got in an argument with each other. They don't have to be saying nothing, but you can feel a certain energy when you walk into the room. You know,
exactly.
That, they talk about that's the auras that be, you know, giving off. Well, the same way that negative energy can be projected like that, that sexual energy can also be projected like that. Like you walk into a room, they got the music playing, the incense going around, and the colors of the furniture is pink or purple or whatever, and you just feel and you feeling that the energy is like somebody gonna get something going down tonight. I mean, nobody got to say nothing, but the energy in the room, you know, is aphrodisiac, like, you know, and stuff like that. Just because it's a feeling you get, like all of a sudden you walk around somewhere, you hear them playing those piano riffs. They got Prince playing real slow in the background, you know, and you walk into the bathroom, you got the bubble baths made, wine glasses on the sides of the tub, candles and stuff like that. You got a vibe, and then all of a sudden when you get into the tub, you be like, I'm gonna give him some before this water go out this tub. That's all I'm saying. You know, it's gonna be a good ass Valentine's Day. See, so you know, so when you talk about aphrodisiac, it's things that make you or put you into the mood and stuff like that. And dealing with the five senses, we were just talking about the sound. You know, to your listeners out there, you know what do you hear that puts you in the mood? You know, so if you want to definitely call in. And talk about the five senses. That, you know, if you want to get into this conversation, 714-409-0614. You know, and we talking about aphrodisiacs, y'all. So you know, what do you do to get you in the mood and stuff like that, especially on this special day? You know, you got five senses. How would you arouse all five of them? What would you do to get all five of your senses turned on? Or what does someone else have to do to turn on your five senses? We got questions.
Exactly. You know, and you know what? There are some other foods that kind of surprised me. I did not know bananas was an aphrodisiac. I know by the shape of the banana, things that you can do with a banana.
That's what makes an aphrodisiac.
Yes, because assimilation.
Because aphrodisiac, think of ice cream the same way you think of bananas. Now, when we guys watch you ladies eat ice cream, that's an aphrodisiac because we compare y'all eating ice cream and eating bananas to oral sex.
Exactly. So, and believe me, some of us think of you all while we're eating those items.
Wow. See, I'm not mad at that right now. See, that's a beautiful thing. See, I would always be bringing ice cream. You know, I'd be like, hey, would you want an ice cream cone? You know. Or bananas and stuff like that, because just to sit down and watch y'all eat that, I mean, it does wonders for us to set the mood. I'm just saying, you know. I don't know what about you guys, the ladies and whatnot. What do we men eat that's an aphrodisiac that turns you guys on to watch us eat? Is it like when we eat pears or something?
Like
when we suck
guys,
on
you know
something?
What? I like to see guys eat like sandwiches.
Oh, for real.
The way you know, especially like a sloppy sandwich, and you're trying to keep it together. You know what I'm saying? And then the way you all maneuver your fingers and your hands to like get everything in place, and then the way you get your mouth, you know, I'm like, oh my God.
you're a naughty girl.
Some guys eat sandwiches, you know, certain
right.
sandwiches in a hot, sexy way. Because, you know, especially
wow.
when you, like, you know, it's like, okay, wait a second, let me get this right.
See, eating a peach cobbler pie.
And then you're like, you know what it makes me think about.
What does it make you think about?
Like when a guy is like positioning himself to get ready to, you know what?
Oh, see, I'm not mad at that. That's real talk. Go ahead.
And like, okay, wow. You know, but when you guys are really eating sandwiches, to me, that's sexy.
Exactly. That's foods will put you in, like I said, just like we watching you guys eat ice cream or bananas puts us in the mood. So like you saying,
so we're eating
a sandwich and getting our fingers all messy and whatnot. And we licking our fingers and sucking our fingers. Y'all be like, this brother right here might come.
And that's just
me like
any guy. So I don't want you all thinking I'm a pervert whenever I see you eating a sandwich. I mean, it's like somebody's attracted.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you know, some people say, oh my God,
there go that. You definitely watching us eat sandwiches.
Yeah, I might be at Burger King one day and somebody say, oh my God, and she's looking at me eat this.
Baby, I heard your show.
I'm just saying that's something sexy, though, you know.
Wow, that's what's up. See, and this is what we're talking about, you know, the aphrodisiacs, you know, by turning on the five senses, and that's the sense of sight right there. We get turned on, and they say that men are creatures that we get turned on by sight, but women get turned on by sight too, so don't let nobody fool you.
Exactly.
You know, they like watching stuff just like we like watching stuff.
Exactly.
You know, just like porn. A lot of women like watching porn too, fellas.
Exactly. I mean, it's a $1 billion industry for a reason. I mean, I'm careful who use my phone because you might slip up and see something.
Wow. See, thank you for
you
that. That's ow. I'm not mad at that. See, that's what's up. Hey, 714-409-0614. Definitely call in if you're listening out there. We're talking about aphrodisiacs. I'm saying,
yes.
What do you see that turned you on? Is it a fine man, a fine woman, someone eating something, you know, whether they're eating a sandwich or eating some, you know. Say what? Sugar, honey, iced tea. I'm saying, you know.
I did not know through my research, I did not know figs were an aphrodisiac.
Wow. See, a lot of these fruits got some stuff in them, got some chemicals that make you feel a certain kind of way. I didn't know that either.
Asparagus. I think you mentioned oysters, number one. Asparagus.
Right.
Wow. Avocados. Of course, we know. You mentioned alcohol and stuff like that, so we know that. Caviar. Everybody know caviar is an aphrodisiac. Champagne. You know, we know that. But have you ever eaten puffer fish?
You know what?
Is that
poison fish that it got to be cooked a certain way? I don't know.
Yeah, so that takes you to a whole nother level, though, because if you eat, like, the wrong part of that fish, then you could die. So that's deadly.
You know why I think that's a arousal fish? Because things that scare you or is dangerous turns us on sometimes. Like, you know, like, when you're scared, I might get caught doing something that turns you on. Like, you know, being an exhibitionist, having sexual experiences, you know, where you might get seen by somebody, that's a turn on. And then, you know, like these thrill seekers, like, you know, they jumping out of airplanes and doing bungee jumps and stuff like that. A lot of that stuff are aphrodisiacs for people because after you come out of a near-death experience like that, you want to get it in. You be like, I almost died on that plane.
Thrill seekers, do you consider yourself a thrill seeker? I think I'm a thrill.
You know, I wouldn't say so. I wouldn't say, you know, because a lot of times, you know, we joke that white people do that. You know, they want to jump out of planes, you know, ski like that guy skiing off of a avalanche and snow's coming behind them, and if he fall, he dead. You know, and they got clips of people surfing with all that water behind them. You ain't gonna see too many black people doing that. I'm just saying. We out there now. We got some thrill-seeking black people out there. Don't get me wrong, but, you know, you ain't going to see too many of us out there. My thrill-seeking that I would do, like, I would charge up my credit card, and then I'll go somewhere and hope I don't get denied while you're looking in the thing. I'm like, this is my thrill right here.
But on a romance level, like, you know, maybe, like you were saying, maybe somewhere trying to have sex and not get caught, or maybe, you know, outdoors.
Well, you see all these
movies
and whatnot, you know, when you almost die. You know, that's like I understand that fish or whatever. You know, when you're eating something dangerous like that, you like knowing you can die from it. It's intoxicating. It's exciting.
Yeah.
There
are probably some couples today. They have puffer fish on their menus, and they're probably going to blindfold each other and feed each other puffer fish. You know.
Wow.
That's something thrill seeking. Now, don't come blaming me, guys, if you guys go out there and try that.
If they die from it, they ain't going to be calling back. They'll be like, they be haunting your ass. They'll be like, remember me? They be, remember me? I was listening to your show.
Exactly. Some people are going to be doing that, though, eating puffer fish and blindfolding each other and feeding it to one another. But, you know, make sure that you're eating it properly. And I guess
I don't know, maybe some of the callers know what this is.
I mean, I'm sure most people eat pufferfish. I'm sure most people eat pufferfish at like a fine restaurant.
Have you ever heard of Spanish fly? Because, you know, I've heard of that, but I've never seen it. Have you ever seen it or tasted it before? Because, you know, we would always hear, like, back in the day that was aphrodisiac, Spanish fly, like, before they had all these other drugs out. That was the thing that everybody was like, oh, Spanish fly. It was almost like something you slip in somebody's drink and get them in a mood or whatever. You know, what I think they call it cantharidin or something like that. What is Spanish fly?
Exactly. We need to talk about that. I wish my computer was not offline so I could, I'm like you, so we could Google it up. Because I didn't think it wasn't real, but apparently Spanish fly really is real.
I'm going to look that up for a second while we're talking about it. Because, you know, that, when I was coming up, that was the major thing right there to get you in the mood. They like, they were, you know, I never saw it or knew anybody that had it before. You know, but they
when
were saying,
I was a
you
kid,
know.
I used to hear about it all the time. another aphrodisiac is radish. Truffles, of course, we know that. Honey, I do believe honey is an aphrodisiac. And it's back to what you were saying.
Wow.
Not by just the taste, but what you can do with honey. You know?
Wow.
You can pour honey.
What comes to your mind? What can you do with honey that puts you in the mood? You know, what would you think that it
could
do with honey to make
you sexy? The idea of honey dripping. The idea of honey being used as an aid of when you're probably kissing or, you know, kissing your mate or doing something very sensual to your mate, if you know what I'm saying, you know, wine too.
Wow.
I think of wine as being something that you can use as part of the act, as part of romancing one another. You know, it's different things you can do. Wine, as in kissing while wine is in your mouth, or you know, doing other things with wine, you know.
I can see honey,
the idea of dripping honey on one another, you know, or tasting dripping honey
all
in certain
over
places.
Your body.
Yeah, it's placing honey in certain places. See, you guys, just
right?
Because I don't have a loved one, I mean, a romantic love interest. I know romance. I was born a true romantic, so.
Right.
I'm
looking up Spanish fly, and it says that it's like a beetle. It's like it's an emerald green beetle in the family of Melodi, and they say this beetle secretes some kind of chemical that they said that it put blisters on it. You can get blisters from it or whatever. But they said you know it puts you in a mood when you smell it or something like that. Like you ever been outside and you smell certain smells of certain flowers and, you know, just turns you on by smelling it.
Exactly.
Some of that got to do with what the animals, how they interact with them plants. And you'd be like, I don't know why. You'd be like, I don't know why my nipples is hard right now. You better get away from that rose. I'm just, you better get away from that tulip. You know, you'd be like, hey, you'd be like, why am I so horny right now? Like, it could be because of a certain smell being secreted by a certain plant. Or a certain insect or whatever, you know, because they interact with those flowers and stuff, you know. So, wow, Spanish fly, you know. So they might secrete some kind of chemical from that beetle that gets you in the mood. That's kind of wild. Because I remember that's all I used to hear about back in the day. They say Spanish fly, you know. And I guess that's like roofies today or whatever. Like, but some of that stuff just put people to sleep. It's like date rape drugs now, so we definitely don't endorse it.
Exactly, we have to be real careful.
Exactly, I want to be. You know, I wouldn't want anyone intoxicated. I would want them wide awake and of sound body and mind while I'm doing some things. I want them to remember that. I don't want them to forget what I'm doing. Matter of fact, I want you to open up your eyes while I'm doing certain things because I want you to remember who's doing this to you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, hey, I don't want them intoxicated. I want them, you know, hey, fully aware. You know, I'm saying it sounds like you're making some tea right now, some Spanish fly right now. Was that a spoon hitting a cup? I got questions.
What?
I thought I heard somebody drinking something. I don't know. I'm sick. I thought I heard somebody putting together some Spanish fly. I don't know now. I'm just saying. Hey, 714-409-0614. Definitely call in if you're listening.
Exactly.
But yeah, so.
About
go
blisters?
Ahead.
What were you saying about Spanish fly and blisters?
Well, you know, a lot of that stuff, you know, you got to secrete. Your scientists got to secrete it. You know, they got to get these chemicals from these beetles, these green beetles or whatever, and mix it with some stuff that gets you in the mood. But if you get it yourself, they say if you get some of that stuff on your own, it'll put blisters on you. You know, like frogs. You know, when I was younger, I used to collect frogs, and you know, just because you know, frogs are some freaky creatures. I used to love watching frogs getting it with each other. You know, I would capture frogs and put them in an aquarium tank.
I love watching animals too.
And they would like create this gel. You know, it was like jelly. Like when they get on with each other, and they would just hump. They would just hump each other. You know, the exhibition. They don't care who looking. They just start humping each other. And the eggs would be this gel like or jelly like matter or whatever. And if you get some of a frog jump on your hand.
I guess that's kind of what I was asking you, too. Don't you think exhibitionists are thrill seekers?
Well, you know, I think that could go under that, you know,
because,
you know, every
because
now
if you're
and then
freaking,
I'm...
Look, because if you're been exhibitionist in an area that's against where nudity is against the law, you are definitely thrill seeking because you can't legal trouble.
That, hey. Well, you know, I'm scared of being arrested. I don't want to be on TMZ or nothing like that. So what I would do... If I just had to have a moment like that, I would invite some friends over that I know that ain't gonna put me on YouTube, and I would invite like four or five
TMZ.
Couples over.
Shout out to Harvey Levin and the TMZ crew because they listen to the show too.
Shout out to those guys.
Happy Valentine's Day to TMZ. I love me some TMZ and they know it.
And like I was saying, like, you know, to be an exhibitionist, you can be a closet exhibitionist. Like you know, only certain people in my circle would know what I do. Like, five or six couples come over to the house, and, you know, I make love in front of them, you know, and let them watch. And we take turns letting each other watch, you know, and, you know, have some Maxwell in the background,
you
know.
I think you keep bringing that up.
Well, you know, I might do that today, because today is that day, Day, I'm saying it might go down. I'm saying so that right there. Hey, y'all that's listening. I'm saying y'all exhibitionists out there, try that. You know, bring a couple of your friends over. You know, and just get down in front and put a mattress in the living room floor and just let them watch you get it in. You know, I'm saying y'all just draw straws and see what couple is gonna get it in front of everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a real good look. Be careful with the feminine videotaping, because if you might have a political future, like I never know if I'm going to have a political future, so sometimes I let people know, wait a second, I can't, sometimes some things I cannot
well,
do.
Well,
like,
these be, of course these are people
like,
in your circle that you trust.
I might have a political future. I've been saying that.
I'm saying the people that you trust.
Future.
See, the people that you trust, like your best friends that's in your circle, because in my circle of friends, you know, I can count them on my hand. I don't have a lot of people around me that know everything that I do. I can count that on my hand. And so if I bring them into my circle, you know, I trust and believe, like that Tamar song, you know, that they ain't going to put me out there like that.
What was that song that Prince had and he said, I can count my friends with two fingers?
I'm trying to. I can
play
it myself.
Face down.
I'm just saying.
Face down. Remember
hey.
Face down?
Wow.
He
said you like your face
Chris
down.
Rock show when he had that Chris Rock special.
I'm not mad at that, but go ahead.
Yeah.
So culture shock in entertainment endorses face down. That's what's up.
Yeah, that's right. That's what's up. You're so crazy.
I'm not mad at that.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna play another song by Elder Barnes Jr., Have You Coming, because we're on this topic of that. Okay.
It's called Have You Come. Wow. I might have an answer for that when the song is over.
I want to hear about your Valentine's Day plans. To me,
oh,
I'm just taking
okay.
care of myself and pampering myself. But I know you,
well, hey,
whatever
that
you
can
tell
too,
yourself.
Now.
But look, you have told us how you're ending the night, but we want to hear about how you're, you know, the different, what you're doing.
Oh, that's what's up.
Okay.
Here's Elder Barnes Jr., which the talent, when they say the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree, this is so true in this case because he is definitely talented. And what I like about the sound of Elder Barnes Jr. is that he doesn't sound like his dad, and I love his dad's music, but he's very original. Here's Have You Come.
Exactly.
Tonight, cause you came to my house with no panties on. I took the clock and it's 4 in the night. Ain't no reason I have. Turn it over, girl, show me that ass. And let's boom, boom, boom. Ain't no way we gon' make it to the room. Let me consume your body, baby. Best thing you ever had. If your ex nigga so mad, my goodness, look at the goodness. We doing everything on the wish I could list. I'm gonna make this endless. I'm gonna max out and I'm gonna pass out.
Because I heard you in the background. Was that you in the background?
I had relatives come in.
I was playing with you. No, I said, was that you doing the sound effects in the background of the female?
You're so crazy. I was trying to keep my voice low. I had relatives to come in, and they
wow.
were like giving me a card, and I was saying it was Valentine's Day. Did you not hear that song?
I said, like, I was just messing with you. I said, like, the woman in the video, in the song, I thought that, I said, was that you?
That was Ed DeVars Jr., Have You Coming.
I'm saying, but the woman in the video wasn't him. I mean, was that you? I got questions.
Oh, that was me talking to relatives. That you heard my niece, Nicole.
No, I'm talking about the moaning I heard in that song.
Oh, you're talking about
that's
some of my work though.
Could this be culture entertainment? I mean, culture shock entertainment. I got questions.
To be honest, it doesn't sound like acting. Her orgasmic sound far from acting.
So what would you say about your? Would you say you loud like that, or would you say you a moaner or a screamer?
I'm a blend. I am a fusion of what you heard on his song and a screamer. Believe it or not, I'm a screamer.
Wow! So we hit that right spot. That's what's up. Be like, hey.
I'm her. That was a moaner, right?
She was like, I can tell she get loud. She get you kicked out of your apartment. I'm just saying, you got to put a pillow over her.
I'm a fusion. I am a fusion. I mean, you know, I have to grab the pillow and suffocate myself and all that good stuff. Yeah, I'm a fusion of her, and then I will scream.
Well, we wouldn't need a pillow. Like, there's other ways to keep you. Like, if you get too loud, I got a pacifier. I'm just saying, I got a pacifier. Is she too loud? Wait 1 second. Bam, there it is. Grab the back of the head. Hey, take that. I'm saying. human pacifiers. They are in the building. You have one too. You know, you might need to learn how to use it. I'm just saying, you know, all people listening out there, you know, you might have a pacifier. You know, I'm saying, you know, some of your pacifiers are not like the others. Can you tell me which one? I'm saying. But you know the song. You know the song.
What's your pacifier? It's like, I don't
hey,
know. What's your pacifier?
That's what's up. I mean, hey, I mean, that'll keep y'all together. Couples that's listening to this call right now, you know, if y'all enjoy one another's pacifiers, you know, that will be a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I mean, that's the answer to world peace right there.
You know, that's why I'm loving it. On Wednesdays, on Matters of the Heart Wednesdays, really want to amp up what we talk about, the wantonness. Because, you know, I might be talking to little like, hey, she need to open up some more. We're going to talk about some really wild topics, you know, from...
Let me know if one of your callers calls in, and I'll fall back.
There are niche levels of freakiness, and so... Don't think, oh, they might not be into what I'm calling in to talk about. No, call in and let's talk about this. We're talking
exactly.
Romance today, but you know, it all entails into the romance level.
You know, and those that don't like to watch porn or whatever, you think that's too far? Well, Zane got some stuff on there on Cinemax, you know. I'm saying, you know, you watch some of Zane's stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, that look, that shit look real. I mean, you know,
you know, this is not Yeah, so you know I'm in the Bible Belt, but you know, some of my friends, you said you like using belts.
Oh, you one of them.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm in the Bible Belt, and people like to talk about sex, but then a lot of stuff some people think might be taboo to people aren't taboo to people, you know?
I'm like that. You know, when I go to those Bible Belt cities, when I'm walking through the mall and I see all these babies and I see all these kids, I like somebody getting it in. I don't really say get it in. I say somebody effing. I'm just saying. Somebody doing something. You know, in these Bible Belt cities, you see all these babies. Somebody doing something. Somebody is making love somewhere, some city, some town. Somebody doing something. That's real talk right there. I'm saying. So that's what, you know, because you asked me earlier about, you know, plans for this day. I'm saying. And how we gonna get it started? And, you know, I call it, you know, V Day, you know, and stuff like that. Valentine's Day.
Cupid's
or vagina
Day. My attorney, Jay in Big D, he this morning he was on Facebook talking about he had shot Cupid, but he likes to share certain like Bible scriptures. So today, so I noticed later on he shared a very loving.
I was going to ask you earlier.
I was like, no, don't shoot. I haven't called him yet. I was like, no.
I was going to ask you earlier. You said that I have an attorney. I'm like, what is she doing in the bedroom that she need an attorney there for? Where she got, you got to sign right here. Sign right here. You know, just in case something happens, sign right here.
You know what? That's a good point, though. Because I can imagine some freaks do need attorneys.
If something happens, you don't want to get sued. You'd be like, hey, I told him we came up with a safe word. He did not say the safe word. I'm just saying.
Dean, like I told you, I had a dungeon.
Ow! that was up. See, like Kevin Hart said, his word was pineapple. You know, when they say these words, those are safe words. You know, so y'all just, you got to respect them safe words. Like, if she going to sit on my face, if I say a word, like Belinda said her word was waffle. If I say pancakes and we agree that pancakes is my safe word when I say you got to stop. If you don't stop, you know, I'm suing that ass. I'm going to sue you. If you smothering me, you know, you sitting on my face and getting yours in, and I'm fighting for my life, screaming, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. But you like, yeah, get it, take that. And then I'll be crying, you know, I'm saying, I'm having a moment, I need to talk to Dr. Drew after this incident. You know, we go to people's court because I said the word was pancake, and they didn't stop. Your Honor, we agreed, they signed my, did you sign, is that your signature? Well, yes, Your Honor, but I couldn't hear him because I was sitting on his face. He said, I tried to bite her. She still didn't get up. She got a strong kitty. I'm just saying her tolerance level of pain is crazy. I'm saying.
And listen, I was telling I was telling Dean yesterday morning, because I love Tom Joyner Morning Show. Happy Valentine's Day to Tom Joyner and everybody,
wow.
J. Anthony Brown and Sybil. But yesterday morning, they were talking about role playing and safe sex with the sexologist that calls into the Tom Joyner Morning Show. So they were talking about the safe birds and going all out there.
That, I'm saying that that's it's Valentine's Day, y'all. And now that 50 Shades of Grey book has been out, people want to try some new things. They want to get out there and come out of their comfort zone. They say, wow, I want to go in a helicopter and fly to an island and get it in, you know. And I want to be tied up.
Get it
you
in
know.
While I'm on a helicopter.
Exactly. You know what? I'm like this. I will tie you up, but I ain't going to let nobody tie me up just
now,
yet.
See,
I'm, you know,
see,
I'm not
that's
ready
a whole
other
show.
But I'll tie
we
you up.
Talk about this. When you see. Guys and some of you ladies want people to do certain stuff, but then you don't want to do certain stuff.
I'll be like, ain't no reciprocity going on tonight. That's just a Lauryn Hill song. That's just a song. You is not tied. You know, I tie you up, though, how you doing? I will tie you
I
up.
I love
I'll
it.
Be...
See, what
were you saying? I'm saying, I stopped when you said I love it. I was going to buy. I was going to Home Depot and get some rope, but go ahead. I'm just saying. I know what Home Depot ain't, goddamn it. You know, so... So like, that's the reality. Like, a lot of people, you know, we have different freak levels where, you know, we say, I'll tie other people up, but I won't let nobody tie me up. Because I love that control, and I love controlling the orgasm. I love tying you up and not letting you come. I said, you ain't going to come until I want you to come. But I'll take you there and make you beg for it, you know, and then when it comes, it'll be multiple because you've been waiting for it to come, and then I'll stop for so long. I tease it for so long.
But when are you
willing really
to be
come.
Submissive? But when are you willing to play the role of a submissive?
Well, you know what? I don't know. You know, I guess you know
when
with the right person.
To allow a female to just like, okay, just have your way.
You know what? Probably when we're in church. I'm just saying. I guess she ain't gonna do nothing crazy in church. I said you can do whatever
like
you want right now.
That's right. That's a good.
I'll be like,
you know,
I'll be like, I'll throw the rope out. I said, just let him use you. We're in church now. Let him use
that's
you.
Right. You let the Lord have his way.
let him use you, girl. We're in church. Let him use you. So I can't do nothing at church. I said, that's on you. That's on you. That's not my fault.
Like
let him use you now. Let him use you, girl.
As naughty as you talking, then all of a sudden you bringing the Lord in it.
We always bring. I mean, don't y'all always be saying like, "Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God." I'm just saying, y'all always bring God in when y'all be like, "Oh my God, oh
you
my,
know what?
Oh my," point. Y'all be saying, "Oh my God" or "Oh my goodness," like y'all having prayer service like while we going down on y'all. Y'all like, "OMG," I'm like, "What? Are we texting right now? OMG, what's really going on?" Should I say LLL?
We're always bringing Prince up, but that's one reason why Prince used to stay in so much trouble back in the early days about blasphemy with his music, because
right.
He would always bring God into the talk of sex.
Hey, I'm not mad at that. See, that Prince was like, his album is an aphrodisiac. Anytime there are certain artists like a Luther Vandross. When you say that name, you know that's going to be a sexy night. You like anytime you think about getting in the mood, there's certain artists that you say you're talking about aphrodisiacs. That a Luca Vandross album is an aphrodisiac. A Prince album is aphrodisiac.
I can't believe I didn't say Luther Vandross because I just love me some Luther. And one of the R&B states here in Jackson love playing Luther, and I know they're playing Luther
Trey
today.
Trey Songz is an aphrodisiac. You know,
oh my God,
R. Kelly.
Yes, Trey Songz. Tyrese.
Wow.
Oh, yes. As you
that,
mentioned, Tyrese
recently. You know, he's like, I'll be your wish and well, tell me what you
and
want.
You know what? You mentioned Tony Braxton. Oh, listen to you. You can go
I'm
too.
Saying.
Tony
it's
Braxton.
It's going down today. It's going down. It's going down. It's going down, y'all. I'm just, today
Tony
be Braxton. Today. Pineapple. Okay. That's what's up.
Tony
but, yo, everybody got these books out now, like Tyrese and Reverend Run got these relationship books out. Keith Sweat, if y'all listen to Keith Sweat, y'all remember R&B crooner, you know, he did his thing with LSD.
I love Sweat.
He got a book out.
He was here for the FI State Fair, and I sat in on a sound check. I didn't see the actual show, but Keith Sweat sounds so good. I mean, see, I was just amazed. I thought it was like the rec, like the recording. I thought the band was recording, was practicing with the recording of his voice, and he had actually walked out into rehearsal, and
he
sounds
he
so good.
He will not.
It's good
I'm
to know
not
that people. It's good to know that people still sound good and fresh.
Like, who 20 can
plus
do it
years
like me? Nobody. Who can give you what you need? And who can love you all night long? Nobody, baby. And
I love
it,
but you know, some people used to. I think even Tom Jones talked. Because I missed the part of him talking to Keith Sweat. You know, even Tom Jordan, I have heard always say, well, Keith Sweat, no, he can be.
See, Keith Sweat was the dude back in the day. You know, I never do anything to hurt you. He will sing them jaws off of y'all. I mean, he's begging, you know, but it's begging work because y'all like that. Like, I was listening to all the songs that women like. Women like it when we put that crying in our voice when we singing. And when we put that crying and sound like begging, y'all love that. That's going to be platinum. You're going to be platinum. You know, you start crying when you're singing a song or whatever, you know, singing like about love faces like Trey song, you know that song he got out, R. Kelly, you know, stuff like that. When he starts singing about DJ, when we sound like, you know, and even the look of pain on your face, that's aphrodisiac. Like, if someone looks like they're in pain, you know, when they're having a, just for example, like, when you have an orgasm, if you was to look at yourself in the mirror, it'll look like you're in pain. That's a sexy look to a dude. We love y'all looking like that. When y'all look like y'all in pain, like, I mean, wow. I mean, that's a sexy thing. And I don't know for y'all, when we look like we in pain, is that sexy for y'all? I got questions.
To me,
is that
it's amazing how you direct these questions. I wish some of the callers listeners would call in and answer some of these questions.
It's early in the morning. They're going to listen to this show tonight because to them it's early in the morning. They're at work and they're getting ready for their day today. Yeah. And at night,
and this is a
after exactly after they have.
It's good that we're bringing this up because I look at it as bringing the topics up, letting people know, hey, we're open, we're talking about this.
So you can tell.
I love it when you guys like look like, you know, where it look like it's like, you know, where you go to the point of pain, but it's so pleasurable. When they say it's a thin line between pain and pleasure.
Exactly.
I like that look when I know you feel like ultimately good, and then it's like a release look, like
wow.
You know,
see,
I like
that.
That
reminds me of, and I'm not the only one that did this.
Mind you guys, I have been sexual, been abstaining from sex for a long time, and just recently, and like within the last month, have I had sex for the first time in a long time. And thank God it was a pretty nice experience. But,
Valentine's Day. Don't try to talk fast over there. We want to hear that. How did that go down? Because, you know, it's Valentine's Day. Do tell, was it, you know, what made you break the streak? Was it like you heard a song, y'all was dancing, or they came over, or you went over? What happened that made you say, you know what, bump this? It's going down tonight. I'm just saying.
We've just been in quality, because really, I've been feeling subconscious about my body. So my incentive to really dropping, I like to really have, that's been my incentive to, like, getting my waistline the way I want it to be. So really, I think kind of I'm always a self-confident.
You were self-conscious
type person, but I recently
but you
wasn't
kind self-conscious
of self-conscious
that
about
night.
My body. But then this particular person, this friend, artist that I promote, we felt very comfortable spending quality time together, and you know,
y'all did like a love and hip hop thing, like, you know, hey, like that management and artist thing. Y'all got it in. That's what's up.
You know, and it's kind of weird because I'm the type of person that really, in the past, I have been a person that, you know, you don't mix business with pleasure. But, you know, we feel like we have found each other and we really support one another. And it might have been just, you know, it probably was just maybe just a one-time thing, but we got that part out of the way. But we care about each other and we kiss and we really had a good experience.
I'm trying to do this for the listeners tonight, y'all. So, because they're going to listen to this tonight. So what happened? You said, so you went to the studio or he came over to your house. What went to walk us through it, if you would. What happened?
I'm not going like step by step, but
take us to the elevator part.
We're
like
comfortable at home environment. Yeah.
Oh, he was at your house. Because a lot of times it usually goes down at the female's house. I'm just saying.
Well, I was visiting the gentleman.
Uh-oh. That's what's up. Hey. And he made you feel, yeah. I usually don't do this. You know, I don't. You know, because a lot of times people worry about it being different.
In both of our heads, we kind of knew there is a possibility that it might go down. But, you know, I have been abstaining for a long, long time. So, you know, I'm like, okay.
I would have done the same thing.
Yeah, but, you know, it felt like it was an okay time to do something, and it happened.
Well, let me ask you this though. Now that y'all work together, or whatever, it doesn't feel strange because you know I do that web series Roomy Lover Friends, you know, about friends that work together and then they kick it, then things get weird between them. Does it feel weird like when y'all try to do business? Does that compromise that like that? Does it be different? Like you be like, damn, I want him to do that again. Or do you be like, damn, I don't know if he's going to take
this seriously. I've been doing pretty good with the self-control. Yeah. Been doing pretty good with the self-control of that. Because he was more interested in that, in it being like that than me at first. And so I was like,
okay.
I felt relaxed, so I felt comfortable doing it. And we have...
Talk about aphrodisiacs. What kind of aphrodisiacs was in the room when it went down? Did y'all have some drinks, incense playing, some music?
We both smell good. We both smell good. I think that probably has something to do with it because we both smell good.
That's important, y'all. Don't have no BO trying to talk to nobody today.
So it goes back to the pheromones and the aphrodisiac. I think we both smell good to one another.
Wow, that's important.
And we're comfortable with one another, and we kiss. And we really kiss each other really, like, okay.
Wow.
That's
important, too, because...
The kissing laid the foundation. Because, you know, some people don't even kiss. So the kissing kind of, like, laid the foundation. But, you know, that might have been just a one-time thing.
Yeah, I know a lot of people say that,
So if it was a one-time thing, by us being, like, working together and being friends, building a friendship, then we got the sex out the way.
Well, you know, like again, 714-409-0614. If you're listening, definitely call in. We got about 25 more minutes. You know, tell us about kissing. If somebody can't kiss, is that a deal breaker for y'all? You know, you try to get a romance started with somebody, you've been thinking about hooking up with them for a long time, but then you find out they cannot kiss. If they cannot kiss, is that a deal breaker? And you'd be like, you know what? You know, this ain't going to work. This ain't going to work. I mean, let's just watch the game. Or, you know, I'm saying 714-409-0614. I'm saying.
You know what?
So what about you? What if he couldn't have kissed? What if his kissing was real bad? Would that have been a deal breaker? Because you don't have to kiss to get it in. You can be
exactly.
Like,
and
well,
see, I'm even conscious about my own kissing because I need to have dental surgery. So I'm kind of self-conscious about my kissing because I need to have dental surgery. And no, I kissed and felt sincere, and it felt sincere. You know, at least we cared about each other. So that's
now,
are you a tongue
person or are you a lip person? I got questions.
I'm lip and tongue. I think I'm a pretty good kisser.
I'm
lip and tongue. And see, I like to kiss on the. I just don't like to kiss on the lips and tongue kiss. I like to kiss you all over
the
your face, kiss your earlobes, kiss your neck.
What's up?
I like to literally neck and kiss.
Exactly.
You know.
And with the fellas, like, we like, you know, y'all got so many things to kiss. You got the areolas, the neck, the ear, the lips, the other thing, the love below. We love the love below. The love below. Love kissing that. I'm saying, but that's what's up. I'm just saying, for me, it wouldn't be a deal breaker, you know, like, if I was with a female and she couldn't kiss, I would say, you know what? She does not have to kiss. You know, there's so many other things she can do for me right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. You know what? You make a good point, because to me, I don't think I've never met a bad kisser, because I am a good kisser. And people have different ways of kissing. Now, some people, I think I can do. You know, remember back when we were teenagers, people used to say butt slob. Now, there are some people who really butt slob. But, you know, you can understand that, too, I guess.
Now, if they put too much slob on that kiss, you'd probably be like, wait now. Have some
water.
That's
a really wet kiss, yeah.
Take a moment.
But I'm like you. I don't think it's a deal breaker, because I'm a good kisser. So just follow my lead, or if that's the way you kiss. You know, kissing is very personable.
Right.
So people have their ways of kissing.
There was a study done on kissing with animals. An animal will kiss to find out about your genes and stuff like that. Because you swap in genes on your tongue in the saliva or whatever. And when animals kiss, they swap saliva. And he can tell the history of your genes by just kissing you. He'll tell right away, like, you know, if I mate with her, will we have good gene children, or will they be deformed, or will they be whatever? They can tell all that from just a kiss, because the saliva and the chemicals is talking to one another. His chemicals are saying, wait now, she had a great-great-grandmother, got that messed up leg. That could be your child, you know. And then that animal walk away, you're like, this ain't going to work. And they stop kissing. She said, what I do? But it's the saliva, you know. The saliva will tell your business. And you can ask scientists, you know, I kid y'all not, this is a real scientific fact, how animals, what they use kissing for. They use kissing as a DNA thing, like a CSI thing. Like, animals, when they kissing, they try to find out your business. Like, imagine if we humans can do that. Like, we kiss one another, and we can dissect that saliva. Like, you know, when you're kissing on somebody, you can tell right away, wait a minute, she ain't good with money. She was spending all your money. Or wait a minute, you know.
Wow, that would be amazing. Oh, my God, it would be amazing.
He a jealous type. He might fight you all the time. If you could tell all that just from a kiss, you know, you would be like, you'd be like an animal. Like, you know, ain't no need for no second date. This ain't going to work.
Yeah, or he's clingy or she's clingy. But I'm glad you asked me that, because my thing is, I didn't really plan on getting, I planned on abstaining from sex until I get into a halfway steady relationship. You know, and
right.
And but
well,
you know,
well, you know,
like
I'm saying,
why did you give in? It goes back to what you said. Well, why did you give in? And you know, well, you know, you just follow you.
Hey, well, you know, I'm not gonna beat you up for giving in that time, because, like, you know, it comes a time in every man and woman's life, you know, you got an angry kitty and an angry mushroom tip to deal with. I'm just saying.
But you
got to calm down the beast. I'm just saying, so I ain't mad at that. You know, hey, that you, we grown folk.
But the dating life of a bachelor, and especially not just a day, Valentine's Day, how do you describe your day? Because you're an optimistic single, and I just love your enthusiasm.
It's different, because you got a confident person, you know, someone that's confident and someone that's outgoing, and you got the introvert, you know, and stuff like that, you know. So it varies from person to person. Like me, I'm an Aquarius, so you know, we out there like that, y'all. We trying things, we wilding like that. We bring the party to wherever we go. You know, if you a stranger, you don't know that person. And just say you in the office, and in the office, nobody talking to each other, they got any clicks, like, you know, you can't use our coffee because this is for this area over here. Or you can't have pizza, this is for this section. But when a person like me enters there, people that never talked to each other before all of a sudden start talking, you know, and we bring the party, we you know. And so, you know, a day in the life for me, you know, that, of this particular person, it's almost like, you know, I'm building a business, you know, and stuff like that. So, you know, I do my, like, you know, I do my normal work thing and stuff like everybody else. But, you know, my hobby, you know, is like I'm trying to build, I'm trying to brand my company now, like with these, you know, what we'll probably talk about Monday and stuff like that, you know, because I love crowdfunding. If you guys, you know anything about crowdfunding, it's websites that, you know, that raise money for people who, like, trying to do their business. You just put your business plan up on the website and tell people, I need money, donate. And you'd be surprised how many people donate and stuff like that and help you do your thing. and stuff like that. So my day in the life, basically, I'm going to mixers, you know, meeting different people, you know, stuff like that. I'm networking online with people, calling in shows like this. Because I'm always about conversation, you know, stuff like
and
that.
And this
you know,
is what it's all about, effectively networking and mixing. And if
exactly.
you all can listen to our private conversations also, which Monday you're going to hear how our private conversations really go when we're talking about filmmaking and how important it is to be supportive, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, for Indy, we definitely got to big up one another in networking and stuff like that, you know, and support more than, you know, because when people come out with these books and CDs and movies, you know, you got like about 1,000 Facebook friends, 2,000, and they all be lying to you. Yeah, when it come out, girl, we going to buy that book. And when a book come out, you can hear crickets. You be, it came out already? Okay. And they don't support. So we just got to support, you know. You know, we got all these people that we call our friends, but if they don't support, I'm just saying, you know, some people got good reasons, but then you got haters out there or people that just don't want to see you succeed or whatever. But, you know, I believe, like, if I got, like, 3,000 people on my page, you know, I'm gonna, at least 2,000 something should buy my stuff, you know, or you don't, there's no need for you. So Valentine's Day might be a time for spring cleaning. Look in your friends list and say, hey, who don't need to be here? I'm just saying, it's time to clean up, you know. Somebody got to go. You know, and that's, you know, so talk about Valentine's Day, you know, just you know, this for the single people out there, too, you know, and married people. You know, I just found out who that young lady was. I was talking about that. She said she made her daughter her Valentine's Day partner for today. That was another young lady. It wasn't Ebony. It was like Harriet and stuff like that.
Oh.
And, you know,
because
she does a blog talk show as well, and
okay.
I was listening to both of their blog talk shows, and they were saying what they were going to do. And Harriet was saying she was going to spend it with her daughter and stuff like that. She came out of she got a book out where she wrote about surviving abusive marriage and stuff like that, and how she had the strength to come out of it and stuff like that. You know, so she found her love was like, you know, unconditional love with her daughter. And, you know, and she said, so that's who, she's not going to feel sorry for herself or whatever this Valentine's Day. She said she's going to just be thankful for her and her daughter made it out of that and that they're there for each other.
Yes, because my unconditional, exactly. I mean, Valentine's Day is not about just romantic love. It's about agape love, unconditional love. You know, because I've loved Valentine's Day since I was in grade, because I was a little girl before grade school. I was born.
Right.
But when I was in grade school and my teachers and people that I grew up with, my friends, and you would talk to today, they'll tell you I would bring happy to school. Every I know from kindergarten to my senior year, I brought happy to my friends, to the teachers, to the faculty, to people that
exactly.
were in the cafeteria, the janitorial staff. You know, it's all about spreading love. You know,
I was listening to your girl Ebony's show. And she was talking about, like, Oprah Winfrey. She said, today, those that's listening, do a random act of kindness to somebody. It's Valentine's Day. You know, hold the door open for somebody or, you know, just, you know, buy somebody
a
dinner.
Or everybody's going to give
you a
hug. Or just ask somebody, how are you doing today? You know, I mean, sincerely ask somebody, how are you doing today?
And stay there when they give you the answer. Don't run. Dude. Hey, how you doing? Keep walking. Wait. You can ask me how I was. How you doing? I'm saying.
You might not have 30 minutes to hear some people's stories, because you ask me how I'm doing sometimes, you might get like a whole.
Well, hey. You know what you're talking about. She is still talking
but
right now.
Simply ask somebody how they're doing. Sometimes people feel like nobody care how I'm doing. But if somebody you don't even know, I mean, you're a homeless person or anybody, you're in a grocery store, you see somebody, you know, ask them, really, how are you doing today? You know?
Exactly. And that can save somebody's life. But, you know, because somebody could be saying, you know, I'm going to commit suicide on Valentine's Day. And you know, and that. But then somebody walk up to them and say, hey, how you doing? And they probably say, nobody ever asked me that, you know, and stuff like that. Or kiss nobody. Sometimes they never been kissed before. You know, I challenge those that's listening right now, those that have been celibate, give it up today. A lot of y'all been going through that. But, you know, have a cheat day. You know, when you're on a diet, you have a cheat day. Have it. You've been celibate, you know, 10 years, 5 months, whatever. Have a cheat day. Today is your day to get it in. And then lock up the candy store after today. But today, get it in. You deserve it. You know, I mean, go in and just make a whole day of it.
It's so low. Like, if Belinda was on the phone with us, she would say, hey, get my toy.
That's what's up. I mean, you know. You know, I mean, what you hold it for? I mean, you know, you can leave stuff in the refrigerator where it's supposed to be good at, and then it'll go bad in the refrigerator. And you'd be like, I kept this in here for 5 days, and it still went bad, and it was in the refrigerator. It got freezer burn on it. You don't want to have freezer burn on your coochie right now. If you're listening, you don't want freezer burn on your kitty. I'm just saying.
Sometimes tightness can be cured by, you know, a good orgasm.
There you go. And this is like Culture Shock Entertainment. She just studies on this. She just had a good the other week with one of her artists, and she knows what she's talking about. Though. I'm just saying.
Don't say it like that.
This is like she ain't saying
it
what
is
she
what
heard.
It is, huh?
Hey, it is what it is. She's saying what she's done wrong. You know, we should have brought her artist on his phone. And have him call
he's
in and say,
shy. Look, he's see, not shy because he took pictures and was like, oh, man, you can share pictures. I'm like, oh.
Wow. See, he took pictures of it. See, I don't know. That's how you do. I'm saying.
We're marketing. But I'm like, okay.
Wow. He going to mess around and change his status and stuff like that. I'm involved. I'm in something right now. You know, I'm saying,
right.
But yeah, you
know
if you're listening right now,
business,
do that, y'all.
Then in the business, you know, my mentors have always shared with me also, there's one reason, have always shared with me, it's the thin line between being, you know, a hoe and a bitch. I've always been kind of looked at as the B word. And
right.
One of my mentors, you and I were talking about playwright, promoting plays in our private conversation. And one of my mentors, who's a big time playwright and promoter, Shelley Garrett plays and other plays, he used
right.
to tell me, remembering that there's a thin line between, especially for women like me, you know, looking at the business side too, not just the artistic and creative side, but working your way
right.
in the business. And then I was in my early 20s then, and he was like, there's a thin line between a hoe and a bitch in this business, you know? So
wow.
always be careful how you carry yourself.
Exactly. Because I gotta follow you. Like again, on Love & Hip Hop, Roxy, she's you know, a DJ, interview people and stuff like that, but she has sex with everybody she interviews, you know? And you know, that gives you a bad look because nobody want to hire you, they say, when you, like, they're like, why? We don't want to hire her because, like, she'll be a hoe. Like, we send her to the Grammys to interview the singers and, you know, she, hey, girl, come on. I'm just so tired right now. What you tired for? All you had to do is hold the mic. Oh, I was supposed to be holding the mic. Dang, what was you holding? Oh, I was holding the other thing. Girl, you fine.
I love that voice.
You know.
Sometimes you have your Madea voice. You have a voice that sounds like you should be one of Madea's best friends.
I did call Madea. You understand me? Well, we do the different voices, you know. You do the Michael Black, you motherfucker, you know. I'm saying we do Michael Black, you know, and the dark chocolate. You understand me? He said, you know, I'm coming home and stuff like that. Got her in the bedroom and whatnot, you know. And I ain't bring you no gift and whatnot. She said, where's my gift? My gift, your gift is me, you motherfucker. My gift. Right here, take it, girl. Take your gift, you motherfucker. She said, "Well, you not getting no good." He said, "Why ain't getting no good?" She said, "Because I ain't getting no Valentine's Day." She said, "Here, you want to eat some? Eat some chocolate, you motherfucker." I'm saying, so y'all better get the gifts, y'all, because they're shut it down. They take that stuff seriously. You know, you don't bring a gift in, they will be upset. You will not get you none. I'm just saying, it'll be 2014 before you get some more. You'll be like, I can't get none. He said, no, you got to wait till next Valentine's Day, you motherfucker. I'm locking it down. You be jealous of the vibrator. You know, the vibrator be getting more action than you. She's like, he said, how come I can't get none? Can you make this sound like this? Can you spin in it? I can't spin. Well, you can't get none until 2014. I'm just saying. They will lock it down. So you don't want to be like that. Get a gift.
You're so crazy. What does Valentine's Day mean to you? Because I wanted us to talk about the history of Valentine's Day also, but what does it mean to you?
Well, to me, it means I'm going to be getting me some is this actually, I'm just saying, I mean, rewind.
And it's like matters of the heart since we missed out on yesterday.
Well, okay, I won't say the kitty word. I'll say that, to me, it means that I'm going to, spend some romantic time with some intimate friends, we're going to share some intimate moments, whether it's breakfast, lunch, whether it's sitting down, enjoying the show, whether it's on my 900 thread sheet. But if it's my house, we ain't doing everything on my 900 thread sheet. We going to a hotel because I'm going to mess with somebody else's. I'm just keeping it real, y'all. You know, that's TV stuff. You know, I'm crazy about my sheets. My 900 thread sheets, we ain't doing all that crazy stuff with honey and Hershey syrup and all that. No. We going to the hotel, we going to do all that. I'm just saying. Just keeping it real. You know, and y'all know I'm telling the truth. Or we're going to bring out the old sheets.
Wow, sound like you're into feng shui. Because I've been asking my Facebook friends if they're into feng shui. And it sounds like your crib is like you're in. Are you into that feng shui?
I don't know what that means. It's like
balancing out. It's gonna be a topic on the show in the near future. The way you align your place of business or work and your home, it's a way you put your furniture. It's like a Chinese practice.
I'm particular about certain things. I wouldn't say anal. I would say like, you know, I got the living room floor is highly glossed all the time. I love shiny wood, you know, Murphy oil, big up, you know, I love the smell of it. I love the shine of it. So I make people take their shoes off, you know, and when I'm getting it into my bed or whatever, you know, I love collecting high thread sheets and stuff like that because I like how they feel on my skin, you know, and so 900 thread or higher is what I usually put on my bed or whatever, and because they feel a certain way. You can tell when you in somebody's bed and the sheets is under a certain thread, you be like, you know, this ain't gonna work, you know, so. Hey, and I'll just keep it real. You go to somebody's house, you ain't gonna say it out loud because you ain't gonna talk yourself out of no kitty cat. But you be in her house and she got like her threads, her sheets is like 200 threads. Like she got them from some place where she don't really care about it, and you be like, oh, these sheets is like, you know, hey, but I ain't mad at that though. But if I'm gonna pour Hershey syrup, and if I'm pouring honey, and if I'm getting syrup or pouring wine on some things. We at the hotel. I'm just saying, you know, not in my house. It is not at my house right now. You know, and that's just reality. You know, some people might do that, but I can't, you know. I mean, if y'all like me, 714-409-0614, I mean, call in, you know, we got about like.
We have five more minutes of live stream.
I guess y'all got to listen to this tonight. What email? What's your email that they can email you at, their answers to these questions?
CultureShockEntertainment@yahoo.com, KultureShockEntertainment@yahoo.com. And also, I have a Pinterest board. Have you started pinning yet? You definitely haven't.
I'm still learning and whatnot. Like, but y'all, she gave y'all that email address. Definitely send the email in. You know, are y'all particular about doing things in your house? You know, what would you do with your house at a hotel that you would not do at your house?
Yeah,
I got a question.
We're talking about various topics today. It's Valentine's Day, and we're just talking about things that are related to Valentine's Day and everyday love and romance and sex.
That's what's up. You know, Valentine's Day, what is a perfect Valentine's Day in your eyes, in your mind?
I guess you missed it. They asked me that question on Monday right before you called. The gentleman that was on the line when you had called, that's what he had called and asked me. he asked me what was my perfect Valentine's Day, and I told him that if I had a significant other, romantic love interest, I definitely would, it would be a day filled with a bunch of happies, and back to what you were saying, going out and then also spending time at, you know, at home, or like you said, maybe at a hotel, you know, really amping it
right
up and doing something really fun and romantic.
Because
and,
we heard your conversation,
you know,
earlier.
Thing,
we know
like
you got a significant
to be
other.
Honest, to be honest, I lay it on thick with the romance. I want to lay it on thick on me. If I was in a relationship, I would like to lay it on thick on me and vice versa. I lay it on thick back on you. And I'm like
uh-oh
you. I want it to culminate with good sex. You
uh-oh
know?
That's what's up.
Bottom line.
I'm, you know, I listen to
you
a
know,
Whispers album. The
so,
Whispers
so
tell
that
me how to do
that,
it.
That's like my thing. I'm like you. Start at midnight on Valentine's Day and keep on going throughout the week. And today is Thursday. If I was in a serious relationship or steady dating somebody, it would definitely be like a whole weekend thing. Not just today, but tomorrow, Saturday,
exactly,
Sunday. You know?
Well, you know you can make that call because I'm sure he ain't forgot y'all moments y'all had. I'm just saying. I mean, he'd be like, joy, joy, happy, joy, joy, happy, joy, joy, happy, joy, joy. I mean, if you call him back.
But I like you as a bachelor. You have different plans, and you know, and me, I'm just like enjoying myself today. You know, I'm good bath, and when I get through doing the show, I'm gonna shampoo my hair and just you know
uh-oh
feel good about myself and make myself feel good.
Uh-oh. I'm not mad. I saw the Halle Berry movie.
Make me feel.
Yeah.
Make me feel. Ow. That's
that sour dollar.
But you know.
That's that tough
you know,
the sour. Don't sleep.
Yeah, so it's different things that some of us can do, you know, from optimistic singles, bachelors like you. And, you know, there's different things that we can do. Go to movies or go to the, like I said, I received a lot of information regarding
right
ministers. Matter of fact, I haven't received anything here in Jackson. I know different events are going on. But in Dallas, let me shout out Dallas. I received an email from, I live in Dallas.com since I am relocating there within the next few
years. And plus being a poet, I know like a lot of poetry venues is going to be doing, they're going to be doing stuff online tonight. They're going to be doing stuff in poetry venues tonight.
Shout out to events that you know about in L.A. that you know about that's going on.
I'm saying the mixers, I got to go online and see what they're going to do because I'm not going to be doing that tonight. But I'm sure that they're going to be having that, like, you know, if you go on the event site, they're going to be doing something like probably about four or five poetry cafes is going to be doing their thing and stuff like that. But
what websites some people that live in the LA area are visiting should they visit?
I would say go to the event website. I would say I Google it first, depending on what you're trying to get into. Like if you're trying to go to a restaurant, you know, you want to go to Outback or something like that. You want to go to, you know, the Poetry Cafe. You want to go to Hollywood. Some of the Poetry Cafe is on a Hollywood Strip situation. I would say basically just Google what you want to do. You know, like
yeah
you want to do poetry or you want to do something
like
in the comedy club.
Yeah, and see, the same thing for Dallas. And here, there are nice restaurants here that people can go to, and then there are some. But I think a lot of events here in Mississippi, Jackson, they're happening like this weekend, you know. But then there are some events that's happening this week, I mean tonight.
And again, you got like a lot of, I want to say like film festivals and stuff like that. But, you know, I would say definitely go to the websites. Like, what decide what you want to do. Do you want to get into a comedy show, a poetry show, or you want to just go out and eat, or do you want to go to clubbing and you know, and stuff like
yeah
that. Decide
exactly
what you want to do and see what's in your age, how much money you want to spend. You know, because,
yeah
like, you know, on these holidays, sometimes stuff will get expensive. You know
yeah
what I mean? You got a decision to make. You got
like
the hotel will cost me like $200. I'm just saying, and
so crazy. Like here in Jackson, visit like the Clarion Ledger, our local newspaper, and Jackson Free Press. And I had received an email from I live in Dallas.com yesterday, but this is for an event they had last night. But this is just an example of type of events I've been getting information from around the country. Yesterday, last night, they had a thing called Singles Awareness Day in Dallas. And it's like real optimistic type of event for single people. And
they have that speed dating too. That we did in our web series, the speed dating. Zane did that a couple of times and stuff like that in Baltimore. Where they do speed dating and stuff like that, you know, stuff like that. This fun stuff like that is going on all the time. You know, and the reason I say Google instead of just naming one single place. It's because, you know, it depends what area you're at and what, you know, what money you want to spend, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so I just want to say one thing because we look like we run out of time. You know, go online, y'all.
The live streaming has stopped, but we can keep on talking for about another 15 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
I would say definitely for these spas that's out there, go online. And look for a spa in your area today. Just say if you want to do something for yourself today, you want to spoil yourself, go to a spa and you know get you a spa day where they give you a massage. You can get like a milk bath or something like that. You know, you can get your facial done. You know, you can just like spoil you.
And
have
really,
a spoil
you can
day.
Do you can do and see you can do spa days if you don't go to like a upscale salon. You can go to the local beauty school because, like, I'll be an old school student soon, and you can go to like a Vita Institute. I know you all have a Vita Institute, Los Angeles. You can go to the Vita Institute, and the students there will give you everything you need, spa services out of this world, you know.
What's the average price range you think you're talking about? Because
you have the choice of going the economical route. Or you can go to, like, your favorite hotel that has a spa or favorite casino, those that have casinos in the area.
These hotels, y'all, they be tripping now. They be, like, charging you for everything. You got the workouts, you got the gym, you know, you want to hook up your computer and whatnot. Everything's free. But then you make a call out of the room, you know, we got a thing with the phone service, so we got to charge you triple for a phone call. And you'd be like, what's really going on? Well, go down to our computer room. You can go down to our computer room and, you know, just deal with that. But if you use our thing in there and plug up, we're going to charge you for it. You know, what's really going on, you know? And, hey, so I would say, like, you know, definitely check out how much money you want to spend, you know, on today. And sometimes you want to splurge on Valentine's Day. You know, you deserve
exactly.
it.
Exactly. That's why I mentioned it depends on if you want to go the economical route or the upscale route. And a lot of our listeners are frugal because some of my best shows, to be honest, are the shows that we talk about discount shopping. And you know,
regardless of their
socioeconomic background, a lot of listeners like to shop frugally. And but like you said, it's a time to splurge and it's a time not to splurge.
Hey, you got to be real about that.
But on Valentine's Day, it's all about that priceless experience. But, yeah, that's one reason why I was mentioning that Single Awareness Day that happened in Dallas last night, because it was it was where singles celebrate being single, and exactly what you had mentioned, it was all about a lot of beauty businesses had got together also and offered their services to the people that attended this event.
Exactly.
And also, it was like a fundraiser also for anti-bully organization. So there are events going on like that all around the country, and it goes back to what Dean was saying. Google it and see what events are happening in your area for singles and couples and all that good stuff. And for teens and for adults also, you know, because I like to talk about teen dating also. So is there a fun thing for teens to do?
Well, this is more of an adult show.
But it's more of a mature show for those 18 and over. But it's those over 18, you know, let your young people in your life know, college-age students know, still go out and have good, clean fun.
Exactly. You know, because I'm sending, you know, I would be sending people, you know, like to grow some of the grown folk. You got to be 21 to go out. I'll be telling them, you know, because it would be, you know, I was sending people to places, to strip club. Okay, you know, you got to go to the road, you know, to the strip club, you know.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned the strip club. I got to wish a big happy Valentine's Day to all of the strippers. Well, since you're on the phone, too, female strippers, too, but especially my friends, my guys, LeBear Dallas, LeBear Houston, LeBear Florida, the men of Hollywood, and I'm from Chippendales. So one day when I come to Las Vegas, I can't wait to see the Chippendales. But big shout out to all the male strippers, and I can't wait for Magic Mike Part 2 to come out. So I'm glad you brought that up. Like, I'm with my guys. Because if you visit my Facebook page, baby, they all over the place. I love my sexy guys.
See, the strip, like I said again, you know, you can go to websites for the top 10 strip clubs that, and again, it's about the money that you want to spend, you know, because, you know, strip clubs now, they're not like back in the day. They like places where everybody go at, like where you go out to eat, and you know, it's like upscale, like, you know, and then you got those other situations, like, you know, but they got scars on their legs, nice ones. They got tattoos, and you know, you got those too. But I'm just saying, where you want to go at, you know, today, I would say you either go to a spa, you know, and spoil yourself, or, you know, go to, you know, the fellas that's listening, go, get with your boys, go to the strip club. I'm just saying,
exactly.
You know, and do something you never did before. Bring one of them back.
And some ladies and some guys, it's still early part of the day, especially ladies. Go to the make if you want like a new look maybe for this evening. Go to the makeup counter and most beauty consultants will give you a free beauty consult. Consult you for free and give you like a update on what's new. And so
exactly.
You get fresh makeup and everything.
Or one more thing for those that's listening. The couples, you know, y'all might want to do some role playing on today. I'm just saying, it's a good day for that. You know, hey, you can play the good teacher, the bad student. You know, you can be the cop, and you act like somebody broke in the house or whatever. You know, like, you know, and you be like the damsel in distress. And he could be like the one that broke in and whatever. So you could play all kind of role playing things today. So. You know, just different ideas,
yeah,
what you're going to do today.
That's a good point you mentioned that. Today is a day where you get a pass to, like, do a lot of stuff out of the norm.
Right. Like what's the thing everybody do? Like, go out together, go out separately, and meet her like you're meeting her for the first time, and say, yo, you got a man? And she's like, yeah, but you know, he's not home. And you take her back to a hotel or something like that, and act like y'all cheating on each other, but you know, you're cheating on each other with each other.
You know what? I have a view on low volume, but I love it when Sherry Shepherd talks about she and Sal. They do that type of role playing.
and Sherry
Shepherd said sometimes she felt like one time she said she felt like breaking out of character because she felt like
wow.
He was really like she was getting ready to get on him.
You know, exactly. She got to get upset because you got to use different names and whatnot when you're role playing. So she might get mad here. You call another woman names. Well, that's the name
even
you
gave. Even though he was talking about her role playing character, Sherry said she was getting mad at him.
Exactly. Like you see, hey babe, what's for dinner? Why don't you ask Peaches to cook you dinner? Well, that was you. Yeah. No, ask Peaches to cook that for you since you like her so much. Y'all, have Peaches do that. I'm saying, you know, that could get you in trouble, too. I'm saying, because you know y'all catch feelings and stuff like that. You know, or we catch feelings. You call another man name out. You say, okay, just say, you call me Troy tonight. She said, oh, Troy, you was getting it in. Said, I don't like how you call the other man. He said, so, babe, why don't you take the garbage out? Why don't you ask Troy to take the garbage out?
But that was your character.
He's like, yeah, have Troy do it. Why don't you have Troy? You're back tight. Have Troy do your massage. I'm saying, you know, we get like that, too. We get our little emotions. I'm saying. That's what it is. But, yeah, y'all, you know, just be safe out there today.
Thank
definitely
you.
Safe sex, y'all. Safe sex. Practice safe sex today. I'm saying, you know, cover up.
Oh, we must
be careful. You know, be careful out there, y'all. I'm saying.
What advice do you give people with multiple Valentines?
Well, you know, be – It's like,
I'm talking about
like
serious
myself.
Valentines. I'm not talking about like me. I have all these platonic Valentines and my listeners that I appreciate and the listeners of the show and supporters of you and
do like I'm doing, like
but
me.
I'm talking about those that have, like are in multiple relationships and they're supposed to be secret.
There's a difference if they secrets. Like now, if some of them your side chick, you should have been taking them out yesterday. I'm just saying, because you can't take them out on a
okay.
date with your man.
Okay, not that we condone cheating, but we're just.
I'm just saying her day was yesterday and maybe tomorrow, but not today, or you get in trouble. I'm just saying you got to stick with the rules, bro. Stick with the rules, ladies. Y'all know the rules.
So paths will cross, huh?
The side chick, the side dude, they don't get the holidays. They get the day before, the day after. I'm just saying. Y'all know the rules.
I guess in a way we're promoting Zane's new show that would be coming on Cinemax real soon. You guys like her fan page, The Jump Off.
That's what's up.
Zane's The Jump Off. Because that's what The Jump Off is all about, right?
Hey.
Jump Off.
Exactly. Having more. And y'all, keep it real. We in 2013, you know women outnumber men, so that means majority of y'all listening to this call, y'all doing some man sharing. Y'all not in a monogamous relationship because he got too many choices and he don't have to just settle for one now. So, you know, either he got a baby mama and he got you, he got another female friend and he got you, you know, but it is what it is, you know.
You mentioned that. Because that's another topic for the near future to talk about on Matters of the Heart Wednesday. I'm glad you mentioned that. Because I'm really not down with man sharing, but I know some people feel like we can't avoid that.
And like this, ladies, don't get mad when he gives baby mama Valentine's or because that he got a child with her. You know,
exactly.
Because I know some of y'all are going to get pissed, like, but you know, you can't go to dinner with them or that'll be a problem. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah.
But those that got multiple people that, you know, I would say, you know, set your day up, get your itinerary like a meeting. Say, okay, now I'm going to start it off like, you know, I'm going to do a breakfast, something, you know, and then later on in the evening, you know, I'm going to the comedy club or I'm going to the poetry cafe. You know, or something like that, or I'm going to like a house party because, you know, people of a certain age, you know, we go to house parties a lot. Like me, you know, I don't be in the clubs like that much no more. I be in house parties, you know,
yeah.
And, you know, you go to house parties.
Well,
or,
I need to be in L.A.
And you know, I'm saying you can do that right where you are because right where you are is a village. A community of people that do what you do, like whether it's film,
exactly.
Comedy, acting, poetry.
I grew up loving house parties and having house parties also.
And it's safer too.
Yeah.
You know,
and
just
call up about
20 of your friends and y'all just, you know, and if you don't want to bring them to your house, rent out two hotel rooms and you know, two or three hotel rooms, and y'all just had a party going back and forth on the same floor with those hotel rooms, you know, and y'all could just make a whole night of it, you know. So y'all, we having a Valentine's Day party, going back, we getting three rooms, and that's what it is. Bring the drinks, you know, bring a good attitude, and it's going down. I'm saying, and that's what you do if you don't want to bring people to your house because you might have a moment like, who scratched up my floor? Oh hell no! Oh, you did not. Somebody did what in my sheets? Who left the syrup on my sheets? These are 900 thread sheets, and I got a problem with that because people like me, I gotta wash this. This ain't coming out. I'm just saying, we go up to the hotel next time. I'm just saying. So that's how, you know, y'all just listen to this call. You don't want people to mess your house up. Rent out some hotel rooms, you know, and y'all just do the party back and forth in them three rooms. I'm just saying, and turn it up.
So
get your music. That's what's up.
You're so wild. But it's the truth. Recently I had talked about house party. Recently I talked about Harlem, like when rent parties was real popular during the jazz era. You've been a jazz lover, you know. I'm sure, because one thing I like about certain types of music is you study the history that involves around
right.
the music.
Right.
And
I was talking about the popularity
of rent parties in Harlem. I wish that some people from Harlem would really, like, you know, share with us the history of the. I know in Melanie Fiona's, one of her videos a few years back, I remember that was the subject around her video of rent party. Because sometimes
right.
I think I need to have me a rent moving party relocating back to Dallas.
See, you've been talking about Dallas a lot. I think you want to go back. I think you got a mister in Dallas. You got a mister in Dallas. I'm just saying.
Dallas has always been like a second home. Dallas has always been an important part of my life. I made my team from a little girl, and I used to go back and forth to Dallas. So I am.
Today I'm in
orientation class at Ogle School, but I'll be starting in like a month and a half. So I am. I'm relocating to Dallas. I've been going back and forth from Jackson to Dallas. So I love Dallas. Has always loved me. That's why I love New Year's Eve.
And we see them.
Dallas loves me. And I love Dallas.
Well, that's what's up.
I've only been to L.A. once. I get a lot of love from Los Angeles also.
I'm trying to tell you. But the bad thing about Los Angeles, like I say, you know, we going broke, y'all. California is going broke. And, Texas be teasing. Texas say, hey, all y'all that live in California, come out here to Texas and get a job. You know, our governor got mad. You're like, hey, that ain't fair. You know, but that's real talk right there, you know. A lot of states, cities is going bankrupt right now. You know, and, you know, we need to figure that out. You know. But again, happy V-Day to everybody that's listening, because this thing can cut us off at any second. But it is almost time
to conclude the show.
Exactly.
It sounds like you're going to have an exciting day. I'm excited and loving this day. And you and I have literally, people just don't know, we talked in the middle of the night, and then we're talking now this morning, and I'm like, oh!
So you done messed around and spent the night. I'm trying to tell you. See, you done spent the night, girl. I'm saying that's what's up.
I'm so glad you were able to share some time with us this morning, and we're looking forward to talking independent filmmaking in 2013 Monday.
Like I said, I just picked up another project, another web series, so that's going to be fun and stuff like that. Like I said, you got most of them I sent to your email. And I love romantic comedies. You know, love that, you know. People need to laugh and stop taking themselves so seriously. You know, and that's what, you know, kind of stuff I'm getting involved with. So we'll talk about that on Monday and stuff like that for sure.
Okay, well, before we get cut off, I guess I'll go ahead and conclude the show. I thank you so much. And tomorrow I'm going to talk sports. I will broadcast. Sometimes I combine sports and the weekend edition, but I'll talk sports tomorrow morning for a short time, from probably 6:30. If you call me, call early.
That's what's up. And like I said, I'll probably be touching back with your show like on Monday and stuff like that.
And Monday you will be the guest, and I've been promoting you as the guest, and I have your show description and everything up today, and email it to you also. That's probably something I could be talking privately with you, but I'm just letting everybody know that
and if you can emphasize the word crowdfunding, because that's what I want to talk about. The crowdfunding.
Okay.
I want people to understand how, you know, it's not that hard to get into this business and support.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not doing it yourself, definitely support the indie artists by, you know, just donating.
I'm gonna leave the phone for a second. You keep talking, okay, and let people know how they can contact you and everything.
All right, just in case it hangs up, you know, I'll keep talking because it might cut us off. But I'll keep talking.
Okay.
All right. But go ahead. But like I was saying, go ahead.
Okay. I just want you to let the listeners know where they can find you on Indigo and on YouTube.
Right. Well, again, you know, if you go to Filmmaker Dean and stuff like that they'll find me on Indigo.com. Type in, when you go to Indigo, it's just like it sounds, IndieGoGo.com. Indigo.com, a couple of the projects that I'm working on, that, you know, we're asking people to help fund some of our projects. We got, like, with Reagan Gomez, we got a film we're working on called Almost Home. A young lady, she moved, her mother died, so she relocates. But she was in an abusive relationship, so he follows her into her new life and whatnot, you know, so there's some drama in that and stuff like that. So that's definitely a movie we're trying to get out, looking for funding for it. Indiegogo.com. You know, you type in Almost Home, you'll find us. Again, another one is called Chrysalis, stuff like that, you know. That's a movie about almost like The Wire, if y'all follow The Wire. It's similar to that and stuff like that. You know, just got a couple of movies. I just want y'all to go to the Indiegogo site, Indiegogo.com, and look at all of the filmmakers and the singers and the artists, people that's on there trying to raise money for their projects, and you'll be surprised and whatnot. You might get inspired and say, you know, it's something you want to do. You say, you know what, I want to, you know, I want to open up me, you know, an art gallery, but I need this much money to do it. And if you help me, you know, I'll give you this or give you that. So definitely go to that website and see what a lot of entrepreneurs are doing. You got Kickstarter.com. That's another crowdfunding site and stuff like that. But this is the age that we're in now. We're in. It still takes a village, you know. So if you're trying to do a business, you can't do it by yourself, you know. And that's just the reality. You know, you need help. You need the village. And people around you, you'd be surprised at how many people want to see you win. You know, because everybody don't want to see you fail. You know, and that's what I said. So definitely.
I was just making sure you were still talking. Well, he is still talking right now. Okay, keep informing. I'll be right back.
Right. And like I said before, this thing cut us off and whatnot. So definitely these are crowdfunding sites. So you might want to Google the word crowdfunding. And that, basically that's like, you know, where entrepreneurs go at. And they put their business plan up on there. They like, you know, and it's format set up already. Like, what are you trying to do? What category? Are you trying to do film? Are you trying to do poetry? Are you trying to do art? Are you trying to do a stuff, start a business, and you want people to get involved with you and stuff like that? You know, and you tell them your goal that you're trying to meet. You say, well, to do my business, I'll need $250,000. Like for example, Zane is on there. Those of you that like watching Zane, Cinemax movies or whatever, Zane's got a movie that she wants to put out. And on the crowdfunding site, she said, "I need to raise $250,000 if y'all want to see this film. And if you contribute $250 to me, I'll put you in the credits while the film is going on as one of the associate producers on that film." And how many of y'all want your name in film? I'm just saying. So you know, if you go to Indiegogo.com and type in Zane, you'll see her project up there. You know, and y'all might want to help her out. You know, you've seen Zane Chronicles. You went to Zane.org, and a lot of people up here, you know, like Erotica, you know, and you saw that, you'd be like, you know, I want to see her get that movie Addicted out, you know. And, you know, because a lot of y'all read Addicted and y'all read Zoe, and you might want to say, I want to see that come to film, you know, stuff like that. So you really want to see if people are taking the indie thing now. Hello?
Yes. And I did not hear you sharing about the village.
Yeah. Basically, I was saying, like, you know, you don't have to do stuff by yourself anymore. Just like it takes a village to raise a child, it takes a village to start a business. And I was telling them, you know, check out the crowdfunding websites where, you know, you present your idea up there, and people, and you'd be surprised how many people will help you bring your idea to fruition.
Exactly. And you mentioned Texas. See, I have always known Dallas and then Texas, what Rick Perry would say is the truth. Because Dallas,
right.
Recently I was looking at reports, and I'm always looking at reports from Wall Street Journals and various news reports, and just this week from Career Builder was talking about how Dallas and the D.C. area are like the places to be. And then a lot
exactly.
of times you hear about Austin and Houston, you know, are places to
exactly.
be.
Exactly. They might want to put some job resumes out.
If you're small business entrepreneurs like you and I are working corporate America, it is Texas is one of the places to most definitely be.
I'm saying, I mean, you know, and again, you know, that's where you want to follow the money. You know, that's where everybody's at. You know, but again, you know, if you want to stay down south, you don't want to be in a big city, you know, you want your kids to be still be raised, you know, nice or something like, you know, I'm saying you might want to stay in the south. I'm just saying because you go to some of these big cities, you're going to get corrupt.
And, You know, so we used to think down here in the Deep South that you had to go to Hollywood. And I remember
right.
when I was an extra
right.
on the movie Ghost in Mississippi, one thing about
right.
Alec Baldwin,
right.
and congratulations to Alec Baldwin and his wife. A lot of my favorite celebrities are expecting babies. But
right.
My friends
right.
and I, Alec Baldwin was like spend like during breaks and, you know, in between filming, Alec Baldwin and James Woods would do like Q&A with us. And this was back in like 96, 97. And I know one
right.
of my friends, Alec Baldwin, he said, Alec, do we have to move to Hollywood to be successful in the film industry? Alec Baldwin said, no, you don't. But you
wow.
must be willing
wow.
to travel. You
now,
must
I, would
be
say,
to travel.
I would say this. This is what I would say. If you want to do
uh-huh.
plays, move to New York City. Because that's where the agents
uh-huh.
for plays are at. You have to be. If you want to get into TV or acting, I would
yeah.
say, you know, get your agent at least from Los Angeles, you know.
Yeah,
because
you know,
where
David Harrison, and I talk about him a lot. Let me send Happy Valentine's Day to he and his love, Rosie. Because, yeah, David Harrison, I mean, he's been my inspiration and advisor for many years. And that's what I'm
right.
going for him to be officially my personal manager, you know.
My goal is to get with the William
he's
Morris
the
agency,
star maker.
Y'all, because
he's the star maker.
The William Morris agency, y'all look that up. They got a lot of your favorite black actors are represented by the William Morris agency. They are a real legitimate credited people that get you on in commercials, get you in movies, TV, some voiceover stuff. Because you might say, well, you know, I'm not ready for TV yet. You know, I'm nervous. They say, well, do a voiceover. You know, like the man from Allstate. You know, he makes his money with his voice. Allstate. You know. Well, we save you money. You know, you hear his voice on all the commercials, all the documentaries or whatever. You can make money as a voiceover, but you got to get an agent, though. So, you
yes.
know, do your due diligence and find out what you want to
yeah.
do and someone and get the village around you to help you, because you can't do it by yourself. You're going to need a village. You're going to need an agent, you know. You're going to need a plan, and you're going to need to do some research on what you're trying to do. You can't just jump into it. You know,
yeah,
but again, this is Valentine's Day. We'll say that for Monday, y'all. We'll say that for Monday.
That's a good point. I noticed that with New York, if you want to make it in like TV series and pilots, I noticed that because I get a lot of invites to acting classes in New York, and
right.
I I noticed that when it's like pilot season, and like right now,
right.
Casting director. You know, oh, what's her name on the tip of my tongue? Amy Jo Behrman. Shout out
right.
to her also today in Los Angeles. You know, like right now
right.
she's like trying to train us and prepare us for like pilot season and episodes.
Exactly. In Atlanta, like Shelly Garrett,
used to
do seminars for actors and stuff like that. And I'm sure you still got like.
I'm so excited because she's supposed to be in Dallas in March, and I'm just hoping to attend one of her training classes in Dallas in March.
Well, that's what's
wow.
up. I'm saying Dallas sounds like the place right now. Though they got jobs, they got agents.
But you're there with all the actors. But you know what? But you're right though. It's international thing. So I can't wait for Monday when you talk about all the projects that you're working with and been executive producer. Also, and the UK audience definitely had to. Will be airing at the regular time. So
yeah, you know, because I got a web series out
in
the UK that I'm executive producing, and
yeah.
Brothers with No Name. I'm definitely going to be getting down with that for the second season as executive producer. And so a lot of the UK listeners, they're probably familiar with that show if they ever go on YouTube and stuff like that. You know, so.
I have a lot of friends who are independent filmmakers in the UK also. They'll love to hear what you're working on and all that. So big shout-out to Tilly Cortez also of Woho Films in England because it's all about us, like you were saying, networking within America but also internationally.
Because eventually I want to live out in the UK. I want me at least have a house out there in the UK because, you know, I'm doing business out there now.
Yeah, I used to want to. So my goal is to, because my childhood goal always been to open a fashion, a boutique salon. And so that's one reason why I'm going to school, to get my esthetician
because
license.
Because they got the London Jazz Cafe down there.
Vision.
That's where all the jazz, Kindred Soul go down there, all the neo soul. And you know, all the artists that we grew up with and loved over here that they're not showing love to, they all go over to London, to the London Jazz Cafe and other venues over in there. Overseas show love to some of your favorite singers and stuff like that in the 90s that can't get no work here in the States. They are being celebrated overseas. See, you got to go overseas to get after... You know, after you get a little age till you're grown, America don't show you no love, y'all. If you're R&B singer, you know they not trying to. If you older than Trey Songz and Chris Brown, they're not trying to hear you right now. If you're older than Rihanna, but overseas is where they're showing all the love. So you can get some great shows. If you get a chance, you know, go to the Olympics. You got every four years, you know, they do the Olympics, different places and stuff like that. But you know. If you could just get to, the UK, put that on your bucket list, you know, and then check out some of the sites over there. Like I said, one of my favorite sites, you know, is the London Jazz Cafe. Just go online, type in London Jazz Cafe, and some of your greatest singers go down there. And you might want to schedule your trip, you know, when they're going to be singing down there. And they're always doing good.